This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
It's been 50 years since Apollo 11 landed on the moon, and while the NASA space program has made great advances over the last five decades, one thing still puzzles them. Corrine Hess reports on how a group of Carthage College students have been working to solve the mystery.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, command engine start, 2, 1.
On a chilly morning in West Texas, Carthage College professor Kevin Crosby and three students watched their experiment shoot into space. Three plastic tanks containing different amounts of water were outside of Earth's atmosphere for about 4 minutes.
There it is. New Shepard has cleared the tower on her way to space for the 10th time.
Crosby and a team are hoping the data they gather will help them solve one of aerospace engineers' greatest problems, how to measure fuel in zero gravity. Spacecrafts have to tow extra fuel, and that can cost millions of dollars.
So there was this famous moment on the moon landing when the alarms were going off and they had 30 seconds to land before they ran out of fuel. It turns out it wasn't exactly until they ran out, but until they had to abort. But very tense and dramatic moment because we don't have a good way of knowing how much fuel is in the tank.
In 2010, Crosby and his students applied to design and develop an experiment to test an idea by Kennedy Space Center engineer Rudy Wurlick. Wurlick hypothesized a spacecraft's natural vibrations could be used to measure the fuel left in the gas tank. Wurlick believes Crosby and his team are close to solving the problem.
He really gets his students to do things that are beyond their normal duties, kind of. He gets them out there with this, actually building the experiment. We got this great data set. Even from the first flight.
Using the same idea as running a finger along the rim of a wine glass to hear different sound pitches, Crosby's team has filled plastic tanks with different amounts of water to listen to how the liquid redistributes itself in space.
Instead of using our ears, we use a lot of mathematics to detect that difference in pitch and translate that difference in pitch into how much gas is in the tank.
Crosby and the students' work has been refined several times. The early flights were short, maybe 20 seconds. In Texas, the experiment went up on the New Shepard rocket, part of Blue Origin, the space company owned by Amazon's chief, Jeff Bezos. It was able to gather data for about 4 minutes.
The idea is that you develop an experiment, you test it, you fly it, and you repeat and recycle, and that can be done on a yearly, annual basis, as opposed to traditional space where billions of dollars, one mission, do or die.
While many universities have partnerships with NASA, Kenosha's Carthage College has one of the longest continuously operating space science programs in the country. It's also the home of Wisconsin's Space Grant Consortium. Celestine Anata is a physics major with minors in math and computer science. The 21-year-old hopes to one day work at a private space company as an aerospace engineer. She says her classes at Carthage are extremely difficult, but being in the lab motivates her.
Being able to see directly what we're working towards understanding and having the hands-on application of using what we're learning really drives the motivation and the passion back forward to working in the classroom.
Anata says she wouldn't have attended Carthage if the Space Consortium weren't housed there. And now her expectations have been exceeded.
I never would have thought that we'd be able to build something that would go to space, or that we'd have NASA internships, or that we get to do these parabolic flights or help build a satellite. It's amazing.
Crosby's group has flown their experiment into space several times. The last launch was in January in Texas, but Crosby and NASA plan to continue their partnership, each time flying a little longer and possibly someday solving the problem that has eluded aerospace engineers for 50 years. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.